What is up, everybody? This is Braden from Flint Mastering, and I am the host and content curator of the Mixing Music Podcast exclusive episodes. And today we have for you an exclusive archive, which means you're going to hear an exclusive episode that DK and I recorded almost a year ago. You're going to have the chance to hear what our exclusive episodes are all about and how much fun and learning goes on between me and DK as we discuss technical tips and important techniques in relation to producing, mixing, and mastering. If you enjoy this episode and you'd like to be a part of the exclusive content we provide twice a week, you can do so by heading over to mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. We appreciate you. And we couldn't do this podcast without you. I hope you enjoy this episode of the exclusive archives. And with that, happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy. My friends, and welcome back to yet another exclusive subscriber-only episode of the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host for today and until the end of the year, Braden from Flint Mastering. Woo. And the guy who is not joining me today is a little bitch, Daddy DK, too tired to record. Just kidding. He joined for a second and looked absolutely exhausted. So we're giving him a pass this week. But good news, folks, it will be me and none other than the legendary mix engineer himself, James Dean. What's up, James?
Hey, pasa, y'all. I feel honored to be here and to get such a great intro.
Absolutely. And honestly, I might start introducing you as Jimmy Dean every time because it's what's on your camera and it's just so funny to me.
Yeah. That's what teachers, all my teachers called me that growing up. And it's funny because like they each came to it on their own. Like, I don't think it was like they talked about it.
And it wasn't on the roll or anything? It said James Dean, and they just started calling you Jimmy Dean?
Yeah. James Dean Parrish or somehow will just come up, and it's always that moment of like, wait, your name James Dean? I'm like, yeah. And then it's usually like a week or two later, they'll like be like, ah, Jimmy Dean.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Cool. Well, we are going to go ahead and get right into this clip. James has selected some... Excuse me, had to burp. James has selected some really great clips for this week. The first one we're going to start with is from Bob Horn. I'm sure that you all have heard DK and Lou talk a lot about Bob Horn. He is a phenomenal mix engineer out in LA. He's super, super kind, super willing to share, super willing to help. From what I understand, he basically has just let DK and Lou come over anytime to learn how to mix, watch him do mixes for huge artists and clients and stuff like that. And I think Bob has a couple Grammys to his name, so he definitely knows what he's doing. And we're going to learn a really cool parallel drum trick from Bob today. So without further ado, Bob Horn, roll the tape.
In the next 90 seconds, hopefully, I'm going to show you my parallel drum trick.
Okay, parallel drums, here we go. I have three aux returns all set to the same input, and all of my drums, kick, snare, hat, toms, shakers, anything, they're all going to those three auxes. The first one is my pure aux, the second one my compressed aux, and the third one my dirty aux. So the pure one, obviously no plugins, no processing. The compressed one, I have the Arctic Acoustica compressor, very good sounding compressor, the UAD 1176 LN and an L2, Pro L2, just to catch the peaks. Then on the dirty, I have a SSL Waves just really smashing, you know, slow attack, fast release, this is the ultimate pump. Going into an oven, which is really pushed, lots of graininess, distortion, EQ just to kind of clean up some of the frequencies after the extreme compression and distortion, and then a Pro L2 really smashing just to kind of glue it all together and make it extra smashy. So that allows me to balance these three and get a better vibe than just the plain. So here is the plain aux. The compressed, and here's the dirty. So all three together, we get something a little more interesting than just the pure. Happy mixing.
All righty, James. So this is a cool parallel drum trick that I've never seen anyone do. Obviously, it's like pretty straightforward, but I haven't seen anyone set it up like this. So he does three aux returns with the same input. He's got a pure aux, a compressed, and a dirty aux, which he says allows him to balance the three aux tracks and gives him something a little more interesting than just the pure drums. So James, give us your thoughts on this. Tell us why you selected this clip and talk to us about this parallel drum trick.
So this one stood out to me because usually what I've seen and what I've done with a parallel drum is just one aux, and that's the one where you just smush it to death with a compressor, maybe put a limiter on it too. But I think what stood out about this one is really cool is that he has one track that's just smushing it, and on that track he has like pretty much like two compressors and one limiter to kind of finish it off. And an EQ, of course, in there. And then he has one just for distorting the drums and kind of giving it that gritty sound. I've never messed with doing that second parallel before, but it was really cool to hear because each of them individually sounded good. And then when he played all three of them together at the end, it was like, oh, whoa, that hits pretty hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such an interesting thing because, like, I feel like everyone has their own way to do a parallel drum. But it kind of shows that you could be creative with it and you don't have to just stick with one way of doing it. Like, he probably came to that by just experimenting and messing around and be like, ooh, I like how this sounds.
Yeah, for sure. This is definitely the first time I've seen someone do three aux returns on the same input for a parallel drum track. Because I think most people do what you were talking about, where you just do one and then you just smash the shit out of it with whatever compressor you're using. Especially in my case in mastering, I don't really do an aux track. I just use some tools that are like parallel compressors that I just put on the track itself. But they, it basically does what we're talking about, just smashes the track, and then I just blend it in. So I personally would never do this, but also, like I said, in mixing, I've never seen anyone do this either. So I think it's something really unique and interesting that our listeners could check out. Is this something that you personally have tried so far?
Not the distortion one. I have, I guess a way to put it is I haven't done a separate parallel with, like, just for distortion. I have done, like, I've taken the limiter, the one that's just squished to death, and I would put distortion at the end of it, and that's worked out pretty cool. Something cool. I do want to point out that you see more in the video is when he pulls up the EQ that he does, like, on both of them, he is cutting or, like, kind of dipping the low end. So something I think that's important to be cautious of is sometimes, especially with a kick that has a lot of bass in it, squishing it could kind of bring out that woof that's at the end of it. So I think that's something to be just cautious of when you're doing it, and there's different solutions. You can hopefully just EQ out that end wolf, or you might have to just set the release time differently so that it takes care of that. Just be cautious of that when doing a parallel kick. Or he also did, I think, his snares and hi-hats in there too, which I actually have not done hi-hats in parallel either.
Yeah, that was cool. It looked like I didn't see it, but hearing it, it sounded like he was doing the whole drum set.
Yeah.
Or most of the drums, not just like the kick and snare, which I feel like is what most people do. So you were saying in the clip with the dirty aux, he's just putting distortion on it?
Yeah, he has like different types of distortion that he puts on it, and I think he did a form of compression on it too, and EQ.
Okay.
I think that was go ahead.
I can't remember. Did he put the limiter on the dirty track or on the compressed track?
Ooh, okay. Off the top of my head, I think he still put it at the end of the dirty track.
Okay.
Yeah, and in the clip, it was quite a bit of gain reduction that the limiter was doing. It was being squished to death.
So he's got the pure one going into the compressed one, going into the dirty one, and then puts the limiter at the end of the dirty one, so it's limiting, like, the whole aux chain. Is that correct?
Yes, from what I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. And
just want to make sure.
And something that I do, I guess, is kind of a side tip with it, that kind of is along the same lines in terms of parallel compression, because I know you guys have talked about it a lot on the show. Something that I do that I haven't heard of anyone else doing is when I get a two-track to mix, I'll actually run it through Isotope RX. And there's a thing that you can do where you take out just the drum track and have it be its own stereo track. And I'll put that as like a drum parallel with the two track itself. So I would kind of have that parallel drums just by themselves, and I would squish them and do all the parallel stuff with that. And I've noticed that's kind of helped bring the drums out of a two track. But that is something to be cautious of too, because depending on how well RX could separate them, there might be some phasing issues and it just won't work. But if there aren't, it actually has been like I've gotten really good feedback on mixing two tracks about how much louder and how much harder I can make the drums hit.
Nice. That's a really cool idea. You're like the wizard of using Ozone and RX to make tracks cooler. I feel like every time we have an episode, like we did the one about the vocals where we learned from Nick, where you can like split it out and then figure out the reverb. Now we've got one with drums. Like, you're the master of using Ozone to enhance people's two tracks. That's really cool.
Ozone and RX, I feel like, are underutilized. They are some of the coolest plugins. They do so much more than people think.
Oh, duh, RX. I kept saying Ozone. Is it Ozone that you do that with, or RX?
So the separating itself, I do with RX, but...
Got it.
This isn't technically parallel, but when I do get two tracks, I don't remember the specific name. It's like Ozone Master Rebalance. I'll put that on the two track and like turn up the drums a little bit.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, DK is a big fan of the Master Rebalance.
Yeah, dude, it is clutch.
So.
It is clutch. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that's a great spot to wrap up there. A pretty simple and straightforward trick, but something that can definitely add life, add a little more balance to your aux tracks, make the parallel drums a little more interesting than just smashing them on another track. So homework for this episode, obviously, try this trick from Bob Horn. Do a pure aux track, a compressed aux track, and then a dirty aux track, and send everything to those inputs so they all run through the three, and then see if you like it or not.
Yeah, just have fun. Like, figure out which plugins sound cool doing it in parallel, like to your taste.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. Some plugins might not sound good in parallel, and others might sound amazing. So experiment, figure it out. See if, honestly, you might not even like the trick. You might just like duplicating your track and then smashing the shit out of it. So it's up to you, and like we talk about all the time, that's the beautiful thing about music, is there's no right or wrong way to do it. There's just what sounds good and what you prefer and what your artists prefer. So... cool beans. Well, we will go ahead and end the episode. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We love you. We appreciate you. We could not do this without you. Join the Mixing Music Discord if you haven't already. You would think after I've done these for almost 2 years, I would get them right every time, but I still mess it up.
Yeah, you're already checked out. You're done.
Join the Mixing Music Discord if you haven't already. Links.dkmixes.com for all of DK's cool, free, and helpful stuff. And dkmixes.com/videos for all of DK's Twitch and YouTube goodies. And don't forget, we are sponsored by and partnered with Tegler Audio. So if you want to get some super dope analog gear that sounds as good as it looks, no, looks as good as it sounds, and it sounds amazing, use code MMPOD for 10% off on Tegler Audio. Thanks again for listening, everyone. And we're going to have James do the honor of signing us off. So James, with that, sign us off.
Stay saucy, people, and keep mixing those mixes.
So many amazing free plugins available for download right now to help you with your production and mixing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/plugins to download and get access to a bunch of free and premium plugins on Plugin Boutique. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show. There are so many amazing free plugins available for download right now to help you with your production and mixing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/plugins to download and get access to a bunch of free and premium plugins on Plugin Boutique. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.